With me in the studio is local filmmaker David James, who was in the studio a few years ago to talk about his show Clever Girl. Tonight he's here to talk about a new show on Amazon Prime starting mid-November entitled Wildfire. David, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Lee. I appreciate that.
This show, Wildfire, was created and produced locally here in Cincinnati. Has a large cast. Is it a series or just one segment?
So it actually is a series. It's an anthology series. So every episode has a brand new cast and storyline.
Are you kidding me? That's a lot of work, isn't it?
It definitely was.
And how many segments?
There are 10 episodes.
And how often do they air?
So we're actually going to release the whole 10-episode season at once, like most shows are doing now in this binge-heavy age of television that we're in.
Okay. And being with Amazon Prime, that must have been a coup.
It was pretty cool that we got there. We weren't with Amazon when we were shooting the show, but a local producer named Chase Crawford, he scheduled a meeting with me and he was like, what's this Wildfire thing I keep hearing about? And I showed him an episode and he was like, let me get this on Amazon for you. So thank you, Chase.
Where did you plan on having it distributed before that?
You know, we were actually just going to give it away on YouTube. There isn't a lot of quality content created by Cincinnati locals. So we just thought, let's put this where everyone can see it and get our name out there and show people that we can do this. And then, you know, hopefully the next time around, we'll have something that we could get on an Amazon or another streaming platform.
Well, who were the playwrights and when did you start work on it?
So we started about 18 months ago. So I co-created the show with Alex Four, and there were 4 writers and 5 directors. I wrote 3 episodes. Alex Four, my co-creator, he wrote 3 episodes. Victoria McDevitt wrote 2 episodes, and James Bailey wrote 2 episodes. Now, all 4 of those people also directed 2 episodes each, and then Jake Heineke, who is a Cleveland native, he directed 2 episodes.
And when you all were creating this series, did you work in one location or were you working in separate locations?
When Alex and I came up with the show, we came up with the idea in one night and we were doing that over on the west side of Cincinnati. And then for the next month, we were developing it also out of the same location. As we were writing the other episodes, everyone was kind of, you know, working in Louisville, working in Columbus, kind of all over the place. So after the show was created, the next 3 months of development were kind of all over the tri-state. But we were always meeting back up in Cincinnati to finalize what the scripts were going to be and what the season was going to look like. And aside from maybe 15% of the cast, everyone was local. Everyone on the crew and the majority of the cast were from Cincinnati.
And what's the plot?
So it's about a fictional town called Wildfire. For our fake geography, it's kind of in between Cincinnati and Newport is where we put it. But so it's about a fictional town called Wildfire, where citizens in the town are subject to chaotic justice in the form of the Guitar Man, who's this mysterious individual who's been cursed with keeping balance in the town a very long time ago. And so he's just kind of living out his curse, keeping things in check in Wildfire.
Having so many different segments, that involves a number of cast members. How did you go about casting them? Was it a local cast director?
Because our budget was not, you know, I don't even think it was high enough to hire a cast director. We casted ourselves, the writers and directors, who were also producers on the show. And then we had a couple extra producers.
Facebook?
Facebook, cherry picking from the big budget movies that come into town. I think we had 5 people from the Ted Bundy film that were just local actors that some of my friends and I who were producers on Wildfire, we were worked on the crew for the Ted Bundy film. So we, you know, there's Tess Talbot, Sidney Vollmer, Chris Petty, who's a Louisville-based actor, but he's in one of the episodes I directed, and a couple other people. So it was kind of a combination of, hey, I really love working with this actor on other things, or hey, I'm working on this movie and this actor's here for a day and I'd really love to give him a lead role, you know, that kind of a thing.
So where were some of the locations where scenes were shot?
100% of the show was shot in Cincinnati. So it ranged from West Price Hill all the way out to Sycamore Township and everywhere in between. We shot some scenes at Northside Tavern, Urban Artifact, a lot of houses.
Most of them one-day shoots?
Well, actually, each episode was a four-day shoot. So it was about a 40-day production. And we shot 5 episodes last summer, took a couple months off to go back to working on other films. And then we shot the second half of the show from January to March of this year.
And where'd you get the equipment?
Well, let's see. The camera that we rented is actually owned by one of the cinematographers that shot half of the season. His name's Christopher Hagen, and he is pretty amazing with a camera in his hands. Actually, one of the episodes that I directed, I was lucky enough to have him shoot. It's the finale episode, actually, of the show, and it's absolutely beautiful and would not look half as good if I had to do it myself.
You sound proud of the series.
Oh, man, I really am. You know, it's so much fun to make, and it's also just, it was really refreshing to start at the beginning of creating a show. Part of the jumping off point was, hey, you know, a lot of creative above the line positions in filmmaking, they're not from here in Cincinnati. You know, a lot of people that come here and make films and take advantage of the tax credit, they're coming from California, Illinois, New York, places like that. And that's great. And, you know, a lot of Cincinnati crews and actors get to day play and do their thing. But we just kind of said, hey, you know, you don't need to go far to find people who are talented enough to create and produce a quality show. And so I've been giddy since we shot the first episode last June 1st about my team rising to that challenge. And I just can't wait for people to see it next month.
Did you go to Amazon Prime? Where are they located? Do you have to go to their headquarters with the film like in the old days, or how did that work?
Well, I do plan on doing that. That's on my bucket list, is to just, you know, charge into an Amazon or a Netflix and be like, here's my script, let's make it. But I didn't get to do that with this one. Chase Crawford, who was the distributor, middlemaning between ourselves and Amazon, he's whitelisted with Amazon, so he's putting it on there on our behalf. So we actually haven't had any direct contact with Amazon. So it'll be going on Amazon, but it's not a Prime original. It just means that they didn't pay for it up front to get on there. We're hoping that season two, you know, we're hoping that this gives them enough viewers that they're like, what do we have on our site? Let's take a look and let's make it a Prime original. So
that's what I was wondering. Is there going to be a season two? How soon do you find out?
Not soon enough, I'll say that. We have 2 more seasons planned. We're a believer in not pumping things as long as you can make them go. We're belief in things having an end. So we have 2 more seasons planned and written, and we're just going to take the next couple of months, see what the viewership's like on Amazon, and hopefully by next summer we'd love to be shooting again.
Well, congratulations on this show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
I've been in conversation with David James about his Amazon Prime show Wildfire, which begins mid-November. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.